Welcome to Zikud Daf Sin Mani Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldarayan. The name is Zekas Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Test, the ninth parak, Misha Meis. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, if a Shechimira gives away all his possessions and recovers, the gift is void. The Gemara asks, Machra kol nechos of Mahu. If he sold all his possessions and later recovered, what's the halacha? Can he retract from the sales because we assume he sold all his belongings because of his anticipated death, or is the sale different? Rav Yehuda quoted Rav saying, Im amad eno chozer. If he recovers, he cannot retract. But sometimes he quoted Rav saying the opposite, that he can retract. The Gemara explains, Hadi isnau zuzi be'enayu. The second version is where the money paid for the sale is still here in the Shechimira's possession, which indicates he hoped to retract the sales and return the money if he would recover. Had the parina bechova, the first version, is where he paid his debts with the money, indicating he had no intention of retracting. Therefore, he cannot retract if he recovers. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Shechimira shehoda mahu. If a Shechimira admits that something in his possession belongs to someone else, what is the halacha? Do we accept his admission, or do we suspect he's attempting to falsely give the impression that he's not wealthy? A proof is brought from the incident of Isser Giyura, who had 12,000 zuz deposited with Rava. Isser's son, Rav Mari, was conceived before Isser converted, and therefore could not inherit him. Rav observed that he stood to acquire the money upon Isser's death, because Isser had no method of transferring it to Rav Mari, as he proceeded to explain. Rav Yehuda Bar Rav Ami wondered why Isser did not have a straightforward option. Let Isser admit that these zuzi belong to Rav Mari, and he'll acquire them through Isser's admission. In the meantime, Isser made the admission, enabling Rav Mari to take possession of the money. Rav was upset and said, "They're teaching arguments to people and causing me a loss." This incident proves that a Shechimira's admission is effective. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis taught that if a Shechimira who gave away his property retained Karka Kolshu, land of even minimal size, he cannot retract if he recovers because it was presumably not given because of his anticipated death. Amraim defined Karka Kolshu. Rav says Karka Kadei Parnasaso, enough land to support him from its produce. Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba says even enough metaltelin to support himself is considered retaining property. Rabbi Zera commented, how accurate are these teachings? The reason that retaining land renders it an ordinary gift is the kasamichale, because if he recovers, he can rely on the retained property to support himself. Since retaining metaltelin achieves the same goal, it shares the same law. However, Rav Yosef questioned the ruings, umaykavanta, what is so accurate about them? Since the Mishnah states karka, land, it indicates that metaltelin are not considered retaining property. And since the Mishnah states kolshu, of even minimal size, it indicates there is no required amount. Although Abai proves from Mishnah that the term karka can include metaltelin, and kolshu can include required minimums, Rav Yosef deflects his proofs. So once again, the three points are, number one, if a Shechimira gives away all his possessions and recovers, the gift is void. The Gemara asks, Machra kol nechos of mahu. If he sold all his possessions and later recovered, what's the halacha? Can he retract from the sales because we assume he sold all his belongings because of his anticipated death, or is the sale different? Rav Yehuda quoted Rav saying, Im amad eno chozer. If he recovers, he cannot retract, but sometimes he quoted Rav saying the opposite, that he can retract. The Gemara explains, Hadi isnau zuzi be'enayu. The second version is where the money paid for the sale is still here in the Shechimira's possession, which indicates he hoped to retract the sales and return the money if he would recover. Had the parina bechova, the first version, is where he paid his debts with the money, indicating he had no intention of retracting. Therefore, he cannot retract if he recovers. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Shechimira shehoda mahu. If a Shechimira admits that something in his possession belongs to someone else, what is the halacha? Do we accept his admission, or do we suspect he's attempting to falsely give the impression that he's not wealthy? A proof is brought from the incident of Isser Giyura, who had 12,000 zuz deposited with Rava. Isser's son, Rav Mari, was conceived before Isser converted, and therefore could not inherit him. Rav observed that he stood to acquire the money upon Isser's death, because Isser had no method of transferring it to Rav Mari, as he proceeded to explain. Rav Yehuda Bar Rav Ami wondered why Isser did not have a straightforward option. Let Isser admit that these zuzi belong to Rav Mari, and he'll acquire them through Isser's admission. In the meantime, Isser made the admission, enabling Rav Mari to take possession of the money. Rav was upset and said, "They're teaching arguments to people and causing me a loss." This incident proves that a Shechimira's admission is effective. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis taught that if a Shechimira who gave away his property retained Karka Kolshu, land of even minimal size, he cannot retract if he recovers because it was presumably not given because of his anticipated death. Amraim defined Karka Kolshu. Rav says Karka Kadei Parnasaso, enough land to support him from its produce. Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba says even enough metaltelin to support himself is considered retaining property. Rabbi Zarah commented, how accurate are these teachings? The reason that retaining land renders it an ordinary gift is the kasamichale, because if he recovers, he can rely on the retained property to support himself. Since retaining metaltalin achieves the same goal, it shares the same law. However, Rav Yosef questioned the ruins, umaykavanta, what is so accurate about them? Since the Mishnah states karka, land, it indicates that metaltalin are not considered retaining property. And since the Mishnah states kolshu, of even minimal size, it indicates there is no required amount. Although Abai proves from Mishnah that the term karka can include metaltalin, and kolshu can include required minimums, Rav Yosef deflects his proofs. All right, so now we're going to go to a siman daf kuf mem tes, and our standard siman is a comet. So here goes. The Shchimera, who didn't notice the comet whizzing by above his head, sold all his possessions but held on to the money since he hoped to recover, and retract, and admitted that the 12,000 zuz that he had deposited by the rabbi really belonged to his son, who was conceived before he converted, forgot that he retained karka koshu, enough land to support himself, from the produce. So once again, in slow motion, the Shchimera, who didn't notice the comet, that must be more duff. The Shchimera, who didn't notice the comet whizzing by above his head, sold all his possessions but held on to the money since he hoped to recover and retract. Which reminds us, if a Shchimera gives away all his possessions and recovers, his gift is void. The Gemara asks, Machar kol nechas of mahu, if he sold all his possessions and later recovered, what's the halacha? Can he retract from the sales because we assume he sold all his belongings because of his anticipated death, or is the sale different? The Gemara explains, where the money paid for the sale is still here in the Shchimera's possession, it indicates he hoped to retract the sales and return the money if he would recover. Where he paid his debts with the money indicates he had no intention of retracting, therefore he cannot retract if he recovers. So the Shchimera, who didn't notice the comet whizzing by above his head, sold all his possessions but held on to the money since he hoped to recover and retract, and admitted that the 12,000 zuz that he had deposited by the rabbi really belonged to his son, who was conceived before he converted, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Shchimera shehoda mahu, if a Shchimera admits that something in his possession belongs to someone else, what is the halacha? Do we accept his admission, or do we suspect he's attempting to falsely give the impression that he's not wealthy? A proof is brought from the incident of Issa Giora, who had 12,000 zuz deposited with Rava. So the Shchimera, who didn't notice the comet whizzing by above his head, sold all his possessions but held on to the money since he hoped to recover and retract, and admitted that 12,000 zuz that he had deposited by the rabbi really belonged to his son, who was conceived before he converted, forgot that he retained karka kolshu, enough land to support himself from the produce, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis taught that if a Shchimera gave away his property, retained karka kolshu, land of even minimal size, he cannot retract if he recovers because it was presumably not given because of his anticipated death. Amarim defined karka kolshu. Rav says, karka kadei parnasaso, enough land to support him from its produce. So once again, the Shchimera, who didn't notice the comet whizzing by above his head, sold all his possessions but held on to the money since he hoped to recover and retract, and admitted that the 12,000 zuz that he had deposited by the rabbi really belonged to his son, who was conceived before he converted, forgot that he retained karka kolshu, enough land to support himself from the produce. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf Kuf Mem Hei. So the siman Daf Kuf Mem Hei is based on kama, a standing stalk of grain, and we use a wheat field for the siman. So here goes. When the wedding in the wheat field, that must be more daf, kuf mem hey, kama. When the wedding in the wheat field was canceled because the chassan died, and the kala got to keep the kesef kedushin, which reminds us, we're taught that a woman keeps kedushin money when the husband dies, saying, tnuli bali v'esmachimo, give me my husband, I'll rejoice with him. So when the wedding in the wheat field was canceled because the chassan died, and the kala got to keep the kesef kedushin, and the chassan's best friend refused to reciprocate shushvinus because this was a private, less joyous event, which reminds us, it was taught in Brisa that if the first wedding, Reuven's, was held publicly, and the second wedding, Shimon's, was held privately, Reuven can say, in public, I'll do Shushvinus for you in the way you did for me. He may refuse to reciprocate in a less joyous wedding. The same applies if Reuven married a Basula and Shimon married an Almana, a less joyous event. The same applies if Shimon's wedding is more joyous, for example, if Reuven married his second wife and Shimon is marrying his first. So when the wedding in the wheat field was canceled because the chassan died and the kal got to keep the Kesef Kedushin, and the Chassan's best friend refused to reciprocate Shushvinus because this was a private, less joyous event, the rabbi thanked the owner of the field, who was a master of Gemara, with the words, everyone needs the owner of wheat, which reminds the Gemara compares different types of mastery of Torah. Everyone needs the owner of wheat refers to Gemara, the analysis and interpretation of Mishnayos. Rava said the pasuk koyime ani roim, all the days of a poor person are bad, refers to a Baal Gemara who strains himself to correct and resolve questions and challenges. But tov rev mishta tamid, but he of good heart has a continuous feast, refers to a Baal Mishnah, which is easier. Rava said the opposite, because a Baal Mishnah is frustrated in being unable to rule halachos or resolve apparent contradictions, whereas a Baal Gemara finds great satisfaction in his learning. Daf Kuf Mem Vav. So the Zimmer Daf Kuf Mem Vav is a kimono. So here goes. The chasin is black kimono. Kimono? That must be on Daf Kuf Mem Vav. The chasin in his black kimono enjoying his festive Sudas chasin, knowing the kimono collection he gave his kala as Sivonos could no longer be refunded. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hashleich Sivonos obeys Chamiv. One who sends bridal gifts to his father-in-law's house while his arusa lives there, even if there are 100 mana, Valkosham Sudas chasin afil bidinar, and he ate a groom's meal there, even as little as a dinar's value, the Sivonos are not refunded if the marriage is not completed because of a divorce or death. The happiness he experiences at the meal causes him to waive his claim on the Sivonos. So the chasin in his black kimono enjoying his festive Sudas chasin, knowing the kimono collection he gave his kala Sivonos could no longer be refunded, was shocked to hear that his Shchimira father-in-law was better, which canceled the gifts he gave away since he didn't retain any land on his own. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shchimira shekasav kol nechasav la'acherim, a gravely ill person who wrote away all his property to others, loshir karka koshu, if he did not retain any land of even minimal size, eimat naso kayemis, his gift does not stand if he recovers. Since he did not keep anything for himself, he indicated that he gave away his possessions because he expected to die and had no need for them. Therefore, the gift is void if he recovers. So the chasin in his black kimono enjoying his festive Sudas chasin, knowing the kimono collection he gave his kala Sivonos could no longer be refunded, was shocked to hear that his Shchimira father-in-law was better, which canceled the gifts he gave away since he didn't retain any land on his own, based on an umdana that he thought he would die and had no need for them. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks who the Tana is that follows umdana, the assessment of a person's mindset, which is why Matna Shchimira is void if he recovers. Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Mem Zayin is a kumzitz. So here goes. At the kumzitz, that must be on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. At the kumzitz arranged to keep the mental state of the Shchimira stable, as he promised presents to all the participants, which reminds us, Amoraim offer various sources for Matna Shchimira, the gift of a gravely ill person, which takes effect without a kinyan. Rava quoted Rav Nachman saying that Shchimira's gift is only been the Rabbanan without any source, and it was enacted lest his mental state worsen. The Shchimira's agitation that his instructions will not be followed may exacerbate his condition, so the rabbis enacted that his verbal instructions alone affect the transaction. So at the kumzitz arranged to keep the mental state of the Shchimira stable, as he promised presents to all the participants, including a shtar chov to the kumzitz leader, which no one could be mocho, which reminds us, Shmuel agrees that if a Baal Chov gave a shtar chov as a matna Shchimira, then he yachlo mocho, that his heir cannot forgive it. The Gemara explains, Einishal Torah, this law is not biblical in origin, basua kashal Torah, but they treated it like something which is biblical, in order to assure the Shchimira that his instructions will be fulfilled. So at the kumzitz arranged to keep the mental state of the Shchimira stable, as he promised presents to all the participants, including a shtar chov to the kumzitz leader, which no one could be mocho. It was learned that he's unable to gift the guitar player the right to live in the house to practice for a future kumzitz. Which reminds us, Rav Nachman said that if a Shchimira says, Yadir poni bebai zeh, poni shall have the right to live in this house, or yocho poni peres dekel zeh, poni shall have the right to eat the fruits of this palm tree, it's ineffective. Living in a house is intangible and cannot be transferred by an ordinary kinyan. Fruit of a tree which have not yet grown are a davar shel lo bal olam and cannot be transferred. Daf Kuf Mem Ches. So the simmer Daf Kuf Mem Ches is kemach, flour. So here goes. The Shchimira covered in flour, who had instructed his family to give the loan owed to him to a ploni, which reminds us, the Gemara and further Rav Nachman holds that a Shchimira cannot transfer something which a bari cannot transfer with a kinyan. This seems to contradict another ruling of Rav Nachman, that a Shchimira that said, give my loan which is owed to me to ploni, his loan is transferred to ploni. But a bari cannot transfer an oral loan through a kinyan, since a debt is not something tangible which he owns. Rav Papa answers, Hoyle Yorish Yorsha, since an heir inherits a loan, a Shchimira can transfer it as well, since Matna Shchimira was enacted as an inheritance, as taught in Daf Kuf Mem Tes. Rav Acha Brein Rav Ika provides a different answer. So the Shchemira covered in flour, who had instructed his family to give the loan owed to him, to Ploni, and paused between giving his different flour mills to multiple people, indicating a change of mindset, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Shchemira shekasav kol nechasav l'acherim. If a Shchemira wrote away all his property to others, we examine his original intentions. Even Mechalik, if it seems he was dividing them out, intending from the beginning to give everything away, then if he dies, they all acquire their respective gifts, and if he recovers, he may retract from all of them. If it appears he was reconsidering, meaning he planned to give only a partial gift and continually changed his mind and gave more gifts until he gave everything away, then if he recovers, he can only retract from the last gift. All the gifts, except the final one, were partial gifts, and he cannot retract from them. So the Shchemira covered in flour who had instructed his family to give the loan owed to him, to Ploni, and paused between giving his different flour mills to multiple people, indicating a change of mindset, was informed by his son to remember that Chazar b'miksas havi Chazar b'kula, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Chazar b'miksas havi Chazar b'kula or lo? Is a retraction a part, a retraction of all of it, or not? If a Shchemira gave all his possessions to someone, in which case he's able to retract, and he retracted from part of the gift and gave it to someone else, does that indicate a retraction from his entire first gift, and the rest of it reverts to him, and his gift to the second recipient would be a partial gift from which he cannot retract? The Gemara proves that a partial retraction is a retraction of all of it. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we compare different types of mastery of Torah? For example, a Baal Gemara is called a master of wheat. That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Hei. Good number two. Which stuff did we learn that the definition of Karkal Kolshu retained by Shchemira, according to Rav, is enough to support himself? That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Tes. Good number three. Which stuff do we discuss that Shchemira, who gave away all his property and then recovered? That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Vav. Good number four. Which stuff did we learn that if a Shchemira said, give my loan, which is owed to me, to Ploni, his loan is transferred to Ploni? That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Ches. Good number five. Which of the one, if one gave a shtar chov to someone as a matna shchemira, his heirs cannot be mochel? That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Zayin. Good number six. Which stuff to discuss what the din is if a shchemira sold all his possessions and then recovered? That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Tes. Good number seven. Which stuff do we discuss the Shchemira who divided his property to multiple people and what the din is if he was pausing between each gift? That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Ches. Good number eight. Which stuff do we learn if one marries off his oldest son in a wedding house, the son acquires it? That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Dal. Good number nine. Which stuff do the mice of Isser Giyor, who admitted that 12,000 zuz belonged to his son Rav Mari? That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Tes. Good number ten. Which stuff do you discuss who the Tana is who follows Umdana, the assessment of a person's mindset, which is why Matna Shchemira is void if he recovers? That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is everybody. Ram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.